The topic that was announced today was play, and that was chosen on purpose because, as I'm sure anybody who is either a student here or a parent of a student here knows, so very much of the time that everybody spends here is spent playing. And that's something that gives people a lot of pause. Somebody said downstairs before we started, somebody who's been here a long time, said, you know, it's tough. We're a minority. And by that, I think that's a very good point, because, and we're very aware of it at the school also, because no matter what we think or where we are, we're caught with the fact that right now, we're a minority in the mainstream in our view of what education should be. And that makes anything that we do really troublesome, especially having people play all the time in the context of the current society and the current cultural scheme. And I was thinking about this, how I think it's very important to have a historical perspective on what's going on, and that's what I'm going to spend most of my time on tonight, as you'll see. But I was thinking that perhaps a good way, something good to keep in mind when we start, just to bear in the back of your mind as we're talking throughout the evening, is the following. Whenever you're on the cutting edge of a serious historical transition period, the people who are over the cutting edge or at the cutting edge always look sort of useless. Always looks just not, they don't look avant-garde. They don't look like they're charging into the future. They look, and the word I choose carefully, useless. And you'll see, we'll come back to that at the end. For example, examples that you know about, just think of the people who first started using automobiles. And those of you who have read about the invention of the auto or see movies or whatever, people who went around in gasoline-powered automobiles in the 1880s, 1890s, and 1900s were viewed as sort of comical playboys. And, you know, I mean, who went around in a car? Everybody serious went around with a horse and wagon, like they've been doing for the last 10,000 years. And these were sort of capricious, not serious people. And certainly nobody could take this gadget seriously. You've all seen what these early cars looked like. I mean, certainly it wasn't going to do real work. And even more striking is the people who played with, and I use that word again, played with airplanes when they first came out. Not just the Wright brothers. I mean, the Wright brothers, okay, everybody who not about them, they actually got into the air for a while. But people who ran around the country during the early 1900s, right through the First World War and into the 20s, I mean, who played with that kind of thing but just sort of, you know, flighty people?